Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
I don't often kick off interviews by saying sorry to the guest who's sitting in front of me, but I'm going to do it with Will Sliney now, because Will is an incredible artist. He works with Marvel Comics. He's got his own TV show, which has been turned into a book, which is incredible. But I'm apologising, Will, because you're from Ballycotton in County Cork.
Correct.
And a number of years ago, I went on a holiday to East Cork. And I became a bit of an evangelist for East Cork, because I felt like West Cork was taking up all the space on the airwaves.
Yeah.
People going on about West Cork this and West Cork that. And don't get me wrong, West Corkians, she's beautiful. But East Cork blew my mind. And I'm not suggesting that I was responsible for the influx of tourists to East Cork, but I definitely was sending people to Ballycotton to see church, venue, the restaurant. That whole area is so beautiful. So did you notice an upturn in the last
couple of years?
That's
why I keep seeing Today FM stickers on the back of cars everywhere
down there all the time. It is so beautiful, though.
Oh, it's a lot. On days like today, there's nowhere else like it. You know, it's very hard for me if I'm stuck inside drawing Spider-Man and I want to get outside because it's beautiful.
And how does that work? I'm just so intrigued by the comic drawing scenario. Are you given a certain amount of things to complete in a month, in a season, in a year? How does it work?
Absolutely. So it's one of the most demanding publishing jobs. You know, every 4 weeks a new issue of Spider-Man or Star Wars will come out, and that's 20 pages. And some days are grand, some pages are grand, but sometimes they're like, just draw Spider-Man swinging through Times Square with a crowd of 1,000 people and loads of cars, and you know that's going to be a tough day. But I'm well used to it now. I love doing it. You know, I still pinch myself every morning that I get to draw these characters for a living.
And tell me then about the career, because obviously, look, I know we've spoken before, but there are lots of people listening now who may not have heard you ever talk before. So, Will Sliney, drawing Spider-Man does not just happen. You don't just apply for the job and get the job. So how do you go from, I live in Ballycotton and I draw, I like drawing pictures, to, you know, your teachers and parents going, stop doodling, William. Concentrate on your geography homework. But lo and behold, doodling is what's gotten you to where you are. So how, very quickly, but how do you go and get the attention of people like Marvel?
Yeah, look, it was harder back in my day. I would get my portfolio and fly to these conventions in America. But literally 2 weeks ago, the editor-in-chief of Marvel was here in Dublin looking for new talent. So we've broken our way in. And now the editors are coming looking for more Irish people, which is great.
And what when it comes to drawing, because these superheroes are so well known, so well established, what is it about an Irish artist then that the CEO would come looking here in this country and not just go, everyone just email me their stuff from wherever you are?
Yeah, I think it's great to have different cultures all around the world drawing different things and bringing those elements to the stories. They probably aren't too happy when I hide a Father Larry Duff statue in the middle of New York, and that's my way of bringing Irishness to it. But the Irish have been very known for being very hardworking. We always hit our deadlines. We don't have that kind of, ooh, I'm an artist, I don't feel like drawing today. So, and that has kept through all of the new people joining the company.
Okay, so then you weren't happy just doing that, of course. You had to expand the Will Sliney empire. There was the RTE show where a man who used to sit in that chair across from me, Mr. Dermot Whelan, was the voice
of the Evil Chronicle.
The Evil Chronicle in Storytellers, which was brilliant. But then you also did the Sky TV show Draw with Will, which I have to say, my twin girls are obsessed with. And they'll watch it. They'll go back even now and watch episodes they've seen and start again with a blank piece of paper, because it was drawing with you. It was you effectively teaching people who are watching it how to draw things, which is such a great idea.
Well, that's lovely to hear. And yeah, look, if they've go through the episodes, they'll be way better, so they'll want to go back and challenge them as well. I think people remember that kids wanted to draw during the pandemic when there was nothing else they can do. And we had all these brilliant art shows when we were kids, like Draw with Don, Art Attack, you know, Morph and Tony Hart. And they kind of disappeared for a while, and it just was that moment when everyone remembered how important art was, and I was kind of very lucky to fall into that spot.
And you've turned the TV show now into a book, which again, I was lucky enough for you to send me an early copy and I gave it to my daughters, and they're almost fully finished the entire thing. But it is an activity book. It's not just an instructional book or a story book. It's so much in it.
Yeah, I wanted people who drew it to really feel like a comic book artist, and that's the idea. I used to love those kind of books where you'd have to, you know, you get to page 5 and you choose where to go, page 8 or page 10,
depending on Destiny type books.
So you're thrown a tutorial straight away, but then immediately you realise you have to draw it into the comic to complete the comic, and it starts like that from page 1.
Yeah.
So kids will really feel like they're doing that real job while they're drawing the book.
And I suppose that's the thing as well, is that they can get, even though this isn't maybe the purpose of it, but they can get a sense of what a career artist would do, which is, I mean, you are effectively filling in the blanks. You know what I mean? But you're left with a cell on a page going, okay, well, I need to put Times Square and 1,000 people and Spider-Man in that one. And so then this is, it kind of gives them an idea, I guess, of what's going on.
Yeah, and it's only out a couple of days, but I'm already getting lots of messages from people whose their kids didn't think they were good at it, but they're able to do it because of the way that we're teaching in it.
The tutorial element.
Yeah, and they can draw over my lines, which is that's inking in comics. We do that. And then the ones that want a bigger challenge can draw then themselves as well. Okay. So, yeah, it works in a few ways.
Right, Draw with Will. It's a book now. You can get it in all good bookshops. I would highly recommend it. As I said, my 10-year-olds are obsessed by it and they're just waiting for a Draw with Will too. So get working on that. What I will say is you are a man who absolutely loves football.
Sure.
Yep, you and I were hanging out at the most recent Ireland game.
Yes.
And it was funny because I was sitting in the box with Sky. Good lads that they are. Sky brought me along. I was sitting there with my friend. And I looked at the program and I went, oh my God, that's Will Sliney's drawn that. And my friend was like, Will Sliney? I was like, yeah, the artist. He goes, oh yeah, Will Sliney, yeah. And then you tapped me on the shoulder and I went, okay, this is kind of weird.
Say his name and he appears.
Will is here. So where does that phone call come from? You get the chance to draw the front cover of the programme for an Ireland game.
Yeah, I'm very lucky. I have a lovely relationship with the FAI and Everton. I think once they found out there was a Spider-Man artist within their grasp, they started getting me to do stuff over the years. And look, getting to meet players as a result of this has been amazing to get to do. So yeah, it's been fab.
And when you're sitting down to draw a footballer who is a superhero in some ways, but also isn't a superhero because he's just a guy.
Yeah.
Are you overemphasizing characteristics? Are you, you know, are you kind of looking, going, how muscular do I make?
You definitely want to make them look good. Yeah, if you think that if they're going to see it. But there's actually a huge crossover between when you're drawing somebody like Spider-Man, you're drawing a footballer, because they're so dynamic, they're running at top speed. Like, footballers are like gazelles. Like, they just literally, there's limbs and legs everywhere, which is the same thing for Spider-Man. And the kind of movement that they have is the stuff that you'll apply to the way when you're drawing Spidey.
Gotcha. And Everton, you mentioned, so you're a lifelong Everton fan. Where did that come from, you poor fella?
That came from a lovely gift from my uncle, who's been going to games since the 60s.
Wow.
But you know what? So because it was Everton, I have a feeling if it was a bigger club, they wouldn't have brought me in the way that Everton have brought me in.
Oh, I see what you mean, right.
Yeah, so I've got to bring my uncle over to meet the players, which is really nice because he brought me to games as a kid. So
fantastic. Are you allowed to talk about something that you mentioned to me in the Skybox, and you can absolutely say no to this, about the drawings that you may or may not be doing for the new stadium?
Yeah, hopefully. Look, I have a massive mural in Goodison Park, which is class. It was always funny whenever they'd show pictures of Mashiri, the Everton manager, under trouble, or the Everton owner. It'd be him outside the mural, so I was seeing it all of the time. And lots of players would come down and would sit down with their drawings. So they've basically told me the new stadium is a blank canvas because it's brand new. So we're talking about ideas for that now, which would be amazing. So,
oh my God. Like, well, as you said, like blank canvas of brand new Everton Stadium down by the water. Have you been in it?
I've looked at it around it. I wasn't able to go inside.
Right.
It's beautiful on the water there in Liverpool. So it's very cool.
Well, funny, a friend of mine, I'm a Manchester United fan, as you know, and a friend of mine was offering me away tickets, which I've only gone to a couple of away games, and I've always ended up in the home end of the away, so I've never been with the away fans, and I've had to sit on my hands and not cheer when United score. But this time you're saying, no, I think I can get you away tickets, and I was like, oh, Everton top of the list, just because the new stadium, it's a great side to go, obviously historic side and all that, but to go and see that new stadium would just be amazing, I think.
Yeah, it's stunning. So hopefully I have my Sharpie ready to draw on the walls there. Okay. I need a few more
and a bit of permission, but yeah. Listen, AI is the topic on everyone's lips, and every industry approaches it differently. Some are embracing it, some are fearful of it. Bill Gates has said there's only about 3 jobs in the world, I know, that are saying, I don't even know if he said this. Anyway, it's being attributed to him. And it's not an artist and it's not a radio DJ, so we're both screwed apparently. But how do you feel about AI when even now, in its most basic version, we can generate images?
I know.
Now, they have a lot of fingers and weird teeth.
Yeah.
But obviously that will improve over time. But how do you feel as a creative artist that this is happening?
Yeah, look, I'm not even going to go too far into... Look, obviously we're enraged at the theft, and they can only do that because they've stolen all of our art, you know, which isn't fair. But hey, they're tech bros, they can do whatever they want. Seems to be the kind of way it's going. But I think the thing that people aren't realizing is how much this is affecting young kids.
Right.
So I was sent literally tens and tens of thousands of drawing regularly during lockdown from kids.
Yeah.
And the messages I would get from their parents is, how does Timmy improve? How does Johnny improve? How do they get better at their drawings? Whereas now those same parents are asking me, as those kids have gotten a little bit older, will there be jobs with art?
Of course,
because of AI. And I think it's people like my responsibility to get the message out there that there absolutely will. It's been totally rejected in comics. You know, comics are always well known. Like, people would know that Stan Lee and Steve Ditko are behind Spider-Man.
Yep.
People will come up to me because they like my Star Wars book or whatever it is, and there's a direct connection with the person behind it. So it's been totally thrown out of that industry. And from talking to animation companies, they feel the same way. They have to have that human touch. And the way I think about it is, you know, everyone has access to a camera now and everyone can make a movie, but why aren't there brilliant movies made on a camera?
Fair.
Because these people haven't spent the time learning
the skills, exactly, the craft. That's such a good way of putting it. No, I really love it, Will. There's a message in from Brian. Have a listen to this.
Used to live in Cork, and I just remember years ago, I was fitting broadband and they fitted it in Will's apartment, or his studio, I suppose, down in Ballycotton. And just having a chat with him and asked him what he did, and he told me that he was the illustrator on Spider-Man 2099. And I was like, wow, geez, that's amazing. And, you know, I said that my daughter was into comics, and he gave me, I think it was copy 1 and 2 of 2099 signed by him for my daughter. So I just kind of think, he's a great guy, great artist, and great to hear him back.
There you are, Will.
So you're a kind man. That's why my broadband hasn't dropped out.
Brian made sure you gave me the absolute best of all kinds of broadband. Okay, very quickly, the quick fire round before we... Well, I'm going to say let you go. I'm not going to let you go, but I'll tell you why in a second. Quick fire round, though, is what are you currently obsessed with?
I am obsessed with toys, because we're moving into the world of making toys now, so that's been an awful lot of fun to do. Yeah, so the creation of them, seeing how they're made, putting the pieces together, is consuming me at the moment.
So there will be Will Sliney toys at some point.
Fingers crossed. Yep.
Okay. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Good question. It's probably Jake Paul, unfortunately.
He's a very famous person. Think back to when you were about 8 years old, you're in school, you open up your lunchbox, what was inside?
Inside my lunchbox, I was a very plain eater, a boring cheese sandwich and maybe a bit of an apple. But outside, it was definitely drawing Spider-Man.
Okay, without question. And the final question I ask everybody is, because I don't, do you wash your legs in the shower?
You know what? The last time I was with you, I was telling you I'm back playing Gaelic football again.
Yes,
so now I wash my legs alongside a lot of other men and we're getting all the muck off them.
Okay, fair enough. Will, best luck with the book. The book's called Draw With Will. It's out now in all good bookshops. I highly recommend it for any budding artist or anybody, even if you just want some fun way to pass some time yourself, whether you consider yourself an artist or not, I would highly recommend it. The other thing I would say is, Will, I'm not letting you off scot-free, because in a couple of minutes time, what I would like you to do during this ad break actually is, you know the trend of couples who paint each other?
Are we a couple now?
I think
is
we
that
are.
What you're saying?
I think we've come this far. So what they do is they sit down, they might have dinner, a round dinner, and then afterwards, over dessert, they will paint each other. And usually the lady's painting is good and the boy's painting is terrible. But anyway, I think we should do this.
All
However,
right.
we have to do it speed-wise, okay? We can't spend hours. You can't, like, start
Do I not get a dessert? So
I'll get you a dessert. I'll get you a Twix or something out of the vending machine. And then, but we're going to do it. Keep an eye on at Today FM on social media and you'll see our drawings of each other and see how well they turn out. I think you can know how this way is going. Even before we even do it, I know how it's going to go.
Dave Moore on Today FM.